Mr. President, Mr. High Romney is for you.
Yeah.
You are?
Hello?
Yes.
Well, I knew that you had called me, George Schultz's name, while I was in California, and I was good news about it, but I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated the fact that the company found a way to keep that service going. I used a lot of telephones during that period, as you probably guessed by now. and also, I think it's really fine the way you worked your settlement out.
Well, but, thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to say to you.
Right.
I fully understand your concern about much more important things, but just
all
your problems, I wanted to reassure you.
Right.
We had things under control.
Well, everything is important. But I thought one graphic way you got it across, and I liked it, was they had a fine picture, at least in Los Angeles times, they had a picture of, supervisors and others working, doing the phone thing.
Yeah.
And it shows you can do it,
Yes.
And that's one thing. We think of things that are indispensable these days, and I suppose that before the days of the telephone, people, of course, got along without them. But now, like when we had to inform within the space of 15 minutes before this China announcement, just almost 6 days ago, we had to inform 20 foreign governments, ambassadors, and about 50 people and so forth. We couldn't give them more than 15 minutes advance notice because of the possibility of leaking, but we could only do it with telephone. We couldn't use telegraph, so we just banged those phones and ran up quite a bill. But I think we can pay the bill.
I'm sure you can, but
right.
The main thing is I certainly appreciate your taking the time to say this to me.
I wish you would convey, if you would. I know there must be somebody in your organization, but the people that really kept it going in that period, not only, I know the settlement was one thing, that was a high management decision, but there must have been an awful lot of very loyal people that really broke, went around the clock to make that done, and just say that there's one guy that appreciated it.
Well, yeah, indeed, and that's very nice of you.
That kind of loyal people in an organization are really hard to come by.
Aren't they?
And
in the organization.
And you appreciate them, right.
Well, thank you very much for calling me, and I assure you we're going to work our head off to do this kind of a job.
We just hope now we can get steel settled in a reasonable way. That's our next big one. We've had fairly constructive reports, at least on the local issues. Of course, the money thing is tough. It's just because the steel people are all haven't had or labor union hasn't had a strike for a long time, but. When I had them in, I told them quite candidly, that is speaking particularly to the union side, that here they are, in the last 10 years, they have less people working in steel than they had 10 years ago. And over in the last 20 years, we've gone from 50% of the world's production to 23% of the world's production. And if these fellows don't buckle down and find some way to increase productivity, they may have very high wages and damn few jobs. That's what American business has got to understand. I mean, the ones where they have this competitive problem.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's absolutely true. They have a real problem. I happen to be on the board of U.S. Steel. And
oh, well, you know exactly what it is then.
My, this is a very serious matter.
Yeah.
And, the one only thing that looks a little bright, and I hope that it'll work out this way, is that they have really been working hard in the steel industry in the last 2 or 3 years to catch up on technology. In all honesty, they've been pretty slow.
Yeah. Well, the thing that that we're trying to emphasize to the on the labor side, of course, and the industry side is working on it. As you know, in these settlements, the public eye, and of course everybody's eyes naturally, is on the amount, how much.
Yes.
But the important thing is to get some progress on work rule, that's, and there the unions are just tough as they can be, and if they just have a big settlement here without announcing that there's going to be some rather new attitudes on the part of union working with management to make steel more competitive, that's going to be very bad news. So if even that could come out of it, would help be helpful.
Yes,
but anyway, we'll hope for the best. And I do appreciate what you've done.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. This is much appreciated, I assure you. And anything we can do, we will do.
Thank you. Bye.
You are.